This goes to Dr. Murray, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Carol Crowley, Crowley, date of birth 10/18/1946. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Crowley with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was January 27th of this year. She has been having some episodes of atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate, and her cardiologist had increased the diltiazem, 90 milligram to twice a day, and then her heart rate was dropping into the 50s with longer pauses, and the patient's able to have her Apple Watch is able to print out the readings that look like an EKG. So she has sent all those readings over to the cardiologist. And the bradycardia resolves when she goes back to 90 milligram once a day. And then she will take an additional 90 milligram if she experiences atrial fibrillation with the rapid rate of greater than 100. But she's not been taking that every day, and that is a good choice for her. She is going to see a new cardiologist, Dr. Susan Salach, S-A-L-L-A-C-H, in August of this year. She's looking forward to a second opinion about her heart condition. And since her last visit, she had a left total knee replacement within the last 8 weeks, and it is working well. She's starting to ambulate better with much less pain. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day for the paroxysmal atrial fib. And diltiazem, 90 milligram daily with an extra 90 milligram taken if she experiences palpitations with a rapid ventricular rate greater than 100. Also, lisinopril, 5 milligram once a day, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight, 148 pounds. That's a 3-pound decrease over 6 months. Pulse is 65. Blood pressure, 126 over 84. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is currently regular with a rate of 65 to 66, appears to be regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 10th, 2025. Creatinine 1.05 with estimated GFR of 54. Electrolytes are normal, calcium 9.9, phosphorus 3.8, albumin 4.2, intact parathyroid hormone is 39, hemoglobin is 12.5 with normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to check labs every 3 months. Two, hypertension, well controlled. Three, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, with recent exacerbation of atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate, and that slows when she takes an additional 90 milligram diltiazem daily. And so that is working well currently. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.